But when evangelism is done in non-Islamic countries and it draws Catholics away, then you have huge drama. Isn't that interesting? Those are double standards which are hard to understand unless you look behind the scenes, where you have all these Egyptian rooms and the Syrian rooms. And here is a Masonic lodge, the Freemason Lodge meeting in Cairo, President Gamal Abdel Nasser, President Nasser, 1954-17, Anwar Sadat, 1970-1981. They were all members of the AEO, the Ancient Egyptian Order, and of the ANOMS, the Order and Arabic Nobles of the Mystic Shrine. So, isn't it interesting that they're all working together behind the scenes? This is all a joke. Here is Judge Raheb Idris, ex-governor, Grand Master of the Sovereign Grand Commander of Egypt. There is the fez as their symbol. This is a Mason himself who showed me in Lebanon that most of the high Muslims were all Masons. He himself was a high Mason. Anyway, Masonry. Let's go to this Masonic temple in Oklahoma. And what do we see? Aha! We see a fez. And we see Arabic symbols, and we see affairs, 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 affairs. And of course, Musla, Muslim, Allah. So Freemasonry at the highest level worships Allah, who actually directly is Set. Symbol of the moon and the star. Well, Arthur Edward Waite says Babel represented a Masonic enterprise. Now, what does this mean? Now, let's get a little bit deeper into the story. We've seen that before as well, the Tower of Babel. Now, that's what the Tower of Babel looked like, supposedly. Notice that it is built as a spiral. These are all the representations that you find in the literature. There's another representation of the Tower of Babel. Notice the spiral way in which it goes up to the top. There's a whole host of them. Spiral, 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 circular. Here's a strange one, but they're all spirals. Most of them probably look like that. So that was a Masonic enterprise. Now, isn't that interesting? Let's look at this picture again. In an Islamic country, Mary on the spiral standing on top. Here we have Holy Mary, Queen, circle with a dot in it. Do you remember what Albert Pike said that was? That was the generating principle, like the ship and the mast. Same thing. They use that symbol for Mary. Oh, here's another place. Can you see that over there? There she stands. This is in southern Africa, on the spiral. What is this? That's the Tower of Babel. There we see it from the front. This one over here, in Lebanon. I took this one myself in Lebanon. There she is, on top of the Tower of Babel. So who's going to be Queen of the New Babylon? Mary. But who is Mary? Mary is Isis. Is she? Here is this church where her figure is with this Phoenician ship over there. There you can see her silhouette through the window. And there's the painting of her. She is the Queen of Babylon. Let's ask Blavatsky whether this is so. Secret doctrine. It is mankind which has become the serpent of Genesis and thus causes daily and hourly the fall of sin, celestial virgin, which thus becomes the celestial virgin, which thus becomes mother of God and devil at one and the same time. She is the ever-loving, beneficent deity to all those who stir her soul and heart. That's the secret doctrine. She says, Lucifer is divine and terrestrial light, the Holy Ghost and Satan at one and the same time. So, Satan, Mary, one and the same thing. In Blavatsky's work, Isis Unveiled, she says Isis, the Egyptian, had the following. Holy Isis, universal mother, mother of gods, mother of Horus, Nates, mother soul of the universe, virgin, sacred earth, mother of all virtues, illustrious Isis, Mirror Justice, Sacred Lotus, System of Astarte, Moon, Queen of Heaven, Model of all mothers, Isis is a virgin mother. Then she continues, in Hinduism, same thing. It's Holy Nari, Mariama, interesting. mother of perpetual fecundity, mother of the incarnate God, mother of Krishna, eternal virginity, all the same features all the way through. Then we go to Isis, Roman Catholic litany of the verses. Same book. This is secret doctrine. At least Isis unveiled. Holy Mary, Mother of Divine Grace, Mother of God, Mother of Christ, Virgin of Virgins, Morning Star, very interesting, Mystical Rose, Queen of Heaven, all the same titles. Isis Mary. Now notice this is Isis unveiled. This is Helena Petrovna Blavatsky speaking herself. When Cyril, the Bishop of Alexandria, oh well, what can you expect? Of course it was Alexandria. Had openly embraced the cause of Isis, the Egyptian goddess, and had anthropomorphized her into Mary, the Mother of God, and the Trinitarian controversy had taken place. From that moment, the Egyptian doctrine of the emanation of the creative God of Emphet began to be tortured in a thousand ways until the councils had agreed upon the adoption of it as it now stands. So there you have it. There it is. The Bishop of Alexandria made Isis into Mary. So it's the same old worship. So if you go into a Roman Catholic cathedral or a Roman Marian shrine, here I've photographed one in Europe. This is recent. I took this 5 weeks ago. This is brand new. It's nice to have some new slide. Prayer to the Star of the Sea. Oh Mary, Star of the Sea. Who is the Star of the Sea? Who is the God of the Sea? Was Poseidon. It was Osiris. Oh, dear Mother, I now come to Thee with greatest confidence. The many miracles which had happened fill me, poor sinner, blah, blah, blah. Thou, O sweetest Mother, O amiable Star of the Sea, do not let me go away from here without being heard, etc., etc. Thou canst help me, for Thou art mightiest after God. I just put that in for the Goyim. They actually believe it is God. Here's this famous Pius, the same one who catapulted Adolf Hitler to power. 1950, Dogma of Mary's Ascension to Heaven. And here is the dogma. We declare that the Most Blessed Virgin Mary in the first moment of her conception was by the unique grace and privilege of God in view of the merits of Jesus Christ, the Savior of human race, preserved intact from all stain of original sin. Now, this doctrine is incredibly important because now Jesus has his merits because of his mother and not because of his father. Remember that. Jesus has the traits of his mother. Can I burn that sentence into your head? Jesus has the traits of his mother. That's what this doctrine teaches. I will give you the Protestant preachers saying exactly the same. Interesting. Here, Focus magazine, Maria soll Göttin werden. Mary must become a goddess. Surely the Catholic Church would not permit Mary to be openly called goddess? Weibliche Gottheit? Female goddess? Absolutely, why not? Millions of US Catholics want a godly Mary. Cardinal John O'Connor and also Pope John Paul II, a great Marian honorer, are not averse to the idea. There you go. Mary is God. Of course she's God to the insiders because she is, as Blavatsky said, what? Lucifer. She's Lucifer. All right. That's why in the King James Version we read in Genesis 3:15, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head and thou shalt bruise his heel. Not even the RSV has dared to change that. Genesis 3:15, I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your seed and her seed. He shall crush your head and you shall bruise his heel. But the Catholics don't like it like that because the Douay Rheims online Bible, which is the Jesuit one, says, I will put enmities between thee and the woman and thy seed and her seed, and she shall crush thy head and thou shalt lie in wait for her heel. So now Mary is the one who crushes Jesus. It's the other way round. And now, here's a photograph of a Marian appearance in Saitun, Egypt. So the Muslims are looking this, and here's a fascinating book, Queen of Rome, Queen of Islam, Queen of All. So do we have the same religion here? Let's just check this out. Let's take the Roman Catholic website, Hearts R, Roman Catholic doctrine regarding marriage. This is their doctrine, not me speaking. The one holy Catholic and apostolic church is led by the Bishop of Rome, successor to Peter the first pope, has always venerated the Blessed Virgin Mary, including her sinlessness. The church follows scripture, especially the New Testament, which she herself compiled as perfectly as she follows her tradition. For behold, henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. Luke 1:48. Then, this is still their paper. This is what the Catholics are writing. It is no surprise that the woman would triumph over the red dragon, for scripture says so at the very beginning. Refer Genesis 3:15, which states, and all will establish a feud between thee and the woman, between thy offspring and hers, and she is to crush her. Which one are they quoting? Which one are they quoting? This is the Catholic Jesuit one. Wow! Fascinating stuff. Let's continue. Same webpage. To Mary, the woman of Scripture and mother of men who keep the commandments and hold fast to the truth concerning Jesus. Oh, that's an interesting statement. That comparison will make such fun as we get a little bit later into Revelation. The church applies the beautiful words of wisdom, she the glow that radiates from eternal light, she the untarnished mirror of God, because Mary is full of grace. The church, through Pope Pius, has declared her as conceived immaculate, without sin. Very important. Mary has become known as the Immaculate Conception as a result of the apparition at Lourdes in 1851. She is immaculate. Jesus is sinless just because of her, not because of God, because of her. The Immaculate Conception, or the Immaculate Heart. Catholic Cyclopedia, Book 6, makes it clear that heart in the biblical sense means the inner person. Therefore, the Catholic Church says, bishops united them, consecrate the world to the Immaculate Heart. The whole world has been consecrated to the Immaculate Heart. Now, that's fascinating. Let's read a little bit on. This exceptional importance is further confirmed by Mary herself when she appeared at Fatima. Now, we have an interesting link. You have seen hell, then come the visions, we've discussed them, the vision of hell, Russia would be consecrated, Pope John Paul II, she didn't mention his name, but he's the one who will suffer, so they said is the third one, and all the world will be dedicated to her Immaculate Heart. Mary further proclaims that Russia will be converted, and then you have this whole story, the world will be saved by Mary's children. Those who are devoted to her Immaculate Heart. This is fascinating stuff. Now, let's read an article on the same webpage, Catholic webpage, by none other than the famous Catholic Bishop Fulton Sheen. And see if we can get something from this. In an article, Mary and the Muslims, found in the Mincenti Report, pages 1 to 3, Cardinal Mincenti Foundation considers this exceptionally important. The good bishop says, the Quran, which is the Bible of the Muslims, has many passages concerning the Blessed Virgin. First of all, the Quran believes in her immaculate conception. And also in her virgin birth. Her virgin birth. Please note, her virgin birth. Have you got this? She was immaculately conceived, and the mother of Mary was sterile. So who is now the Savior? Counterfeiting Jesus Christ. This one. What an affront. The third chapter of Quran places the history of Mary's family in a genealogy which goes back through Abraham, Noah, and Adam. When one compares the Quran's description of the birth of Mary with the apocryphal gospel, who says the apocryphal gospels must be accepted as canonical? Who says that? The Vatican said that at Council of Trent. Okay, the birth of Mary, one is tempted to believe that Muhammad very much depended upon the latter. You see, Muhammad was married to a Roman Catholic nun, the whole family was Roman Catholic, and he received his doctrine straight from the pits of the bottomless pit. That's what the Bible says. So this doctrine started spreading. And they used Islam first to counteract Christianity, later on splitting it up to get rid of the enemies of Christ, or to get rid of Christ's followers, and then to get rid of all the enemies of Rome. Both books describe the old age and the definite sterility of the mother of Mary. Isn't that fascinating stuff? Joseph inquired how she conceived Jesus without a father. Mary answered, "Do you not know that God, when he created the wheat, had no need of seed," etc. The Quran has verses of the Annunciation, Visitation, Nativity. Angels are pictured accompanying the Blessed Mother and saying, "Oh Mary, God has chosen you and purified you and elected you above all the women of the earth." Do you see the links? Who created who? Did Catholicism create Islam, or did perhaps Islam, you think, create Catholicism? Can't be, because Catholicism was there before Islam. Same doctrine. There is such a strong defense of the divinity of Mary here in the Quran, in the fourth book, attributed to the condemnation of the Jews, to their monstrous calumny against the Virgin Mary. Now it gets even more exciting. So, the bishop says, the two largest religions in the world believe in the fervent devotion to Mary and hold her virtues in very high esteem. And they say, the Muslims and the Catholics comprise 2 billion people together. Well, we're in control. And all we need then is the Orthodox Church. They also have this. It is true, too, that there are large numbers of Protestants who hold Mary in great favor. Give up your religion, folks. Join the club, or else. We'll see. The great Mother Teresa made this point when she summed up the matter in simple and forthright words. No Mary, no Jesus. Isn't that interesting? Wow. Okay. So recognition of the Immaculate Conception by the world will tend to bring a closer relationship between the great Christian denominations, Catholic and Orthodox, as well as between Christianity and Islam. So what is the synthesis they want? A union of the religions. What does Freemasonry teach? Well, Jesus, the son of Joseph, the Lord, the Messiah, and the apostles, and after, the son of Abdullah. With his law, which is the law of Islam, and the disciples of truth followed the law of Islam. The what? The disciples of truth followed Islam. When Christianity had grown weak, profitless, and powerless, the Arab restorer and iconoclast came like a cleansing hurricane. Wow! The faith of the Arab had become stronger than that of the Christian. This is the true Christian. So Islam is nothing else than Catholicism winning over or defeating Christianity. The Gnostics made a soul descend and ascend through 8 heavens, and each of which were certain powers, blah, 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 morals and dogma. And then notice what morals and dogma writes about. In the ancient doctrine, certain genii were charged with the duty of conducting souls to the bodies destined to receive them. Now, you've heard about the genie in the bottle, haven't you? Arabian Nights, rub the bottle and woohoo, here comes the genie. Now, what are these genii? Now, notice that Freemasonry speaks about genii. This is interesting. It gets exciting. I love this detective work. It talks about a familiar genius. Have you heard of the word genius? It comes from genii. Now, who are these? These genii are the media of communication between man and the gods. Have you got that? This is what morals and dogma, Freemasonry says. The genii communicate between man and God. The Jesus Christ of Islam is different to the Jesus Christ of the Bible. And we'll tell you why in a moment. 1 John 22, who is a liar? But he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ. He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. We saw how the Catholic scholars changed the Bible to remove Jesus as the sole Savior. Now let me take you to the Quran. This is the Holy Quran with Arabic text, transliteration in Roman script by M. Abdul Halim. This is the international Quran. This is not written about the Quran. This is the real McCoy. I have it. And this comes straight from the explanation by the top theologians on the Quran itself. This is the international version that is used in the United Nations. Let's see what it says. Revitalize humanism. Islam is the message of the Quran. It is perfect and a practical religion of equality, liberty, and fraternity. Where have you heard those words before? French Revolution, submission to the Supreme Being. Islam also insists upon the fundamental unity of all revealed religions in origin. That's what Freemasonry also teaches. Then they have a section which says with spirits. There has always been a class, generally called rationalists, mainly including philosophers and scientists, who doubt, now deny the existence of association, speaking with a spirit. While on the other hand, those usually called spiritualists, mostly including saints, and savants and psychics, feel sure of spirits and spiritual experience. At one time or other, much fraud was practiced in the name of spiritualism, and etc., etc. But the Quran affirms the reality and approach between the two old parties is already in sight. So the Quran says spiritualism is fine. What does the Bible say? It's satanic. Angels. Angels have their own shapes, usually carrying wings. Formed of their club, easy transformation, and it gives a whole description of angels. Angels particularly approach people at the time of their death with good or bad tidings according to the situation. They descend, fear ye not, nor grieve, and they quote the Quran, smite their faces and their backs, they descend with blessings, etc., etc. And there's another class of beings. What's that? Genii. Now, where did we read about them? In Freemasonry. Next to angels come genii, who are formed by fire, the well-known Iblis or Satan, that stands straight in this Quran, being the head of this creation. They had close contact with the prophet Solomon. So in other words, Satan is the head of the genii, and the geniuses are the ones, like Plato and the others. And then you get devils, these are the bad guys. So, genii are not bad, and Satan is their head. Is that not interesting? In the Quran. It would appear from the Quran that man is superior to the angels and the genii. They make themselves perfect. Then they talk about six-day periods, and they talk that we came into existence through evolution. And now let's see about the doctrine of Jesus Christ. This is where we're heading. And of Christ in the Bible and the Quran, but the Quran says Christ was altogether saved from the indignity of the cross. Christ never died on the cross. That's what the Quran teaches. Who also teaches that? Spiritualists. The insiders. Because Christ, remember, didn't die for you. Did you see that Hort taught the same thing? Who translated or created the Greek text for the modern Bibles? He said the same thing, that Christ was spared. And as if by a miracle of likeness, someone else of the same features was crucified by the Jews under illusion. Says the Quran, verse 157, and they, Jews, said in boast, we killed Christ Jesus, the son of Mary, the apostles of God, in the knowledge of God, but they killed him not, nor crucified him, but it was made to appear to them, and those who differ therein are full of doubts, with no certain knowledge, but only conjectures to follow for a surety. They killed him not. What does that say? Jesus did not die for you. This is satanic occult teaching. Verse 158, nay, God raised him up unto himself, and God is mighty wise, and there is none of the people of the book but must believe in him before his death. So, the Quran is directly against Jesus Christ, and the insiders in the Western world are directly against Jesus Christ, and so the Jesuits. While the Jews claim to have killed Christ on the cross, it is also a cardinal point of faith through the Orthodox Christian churches that Jesus Christ gave up his life on the cross. He was buried after crucifixion. On the third day he rose again, blah, 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 that he met his disciples and was afterwards taken up bodily to heaven. In fact, this is the belief which formed the basis of the theological doctrine of blood sacrifice, vicarious atonement for sins, which is, however, losing its force with the modern age, an age of action and retribution. Isn't that what Hort said? Yes or no? Is there a difference between the Catholic theologians and Islam? Yes or no? None whatsoever. Who is controlling who? God is indignant, says the Quran, explanation here. God is indignant if Christ is believed to be God himself. Christ is not even the Son of God, only an apostle like several others. The same hatred for Jesus Christ comes out over here, as we saw the theologians influenced by the Jesuits reveal. Now, this is a tremendous quote from the book Home Missionary. I like this quote. The Savior has said, "He that believeth on the Son has everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life. But the wrath of God abideth on him." He says again, "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent." Mohammedanism has its converts in many lands, and its advocates deny the divinity of Christ. Shall this faith be propagated, and the advocates of truth fail to manifest intense zeal to overthrow the error and teach men of the pre-existence of the only Savior of the world? So basically what I'm doing is I'm showing intense zeal to overthrow the error and to show you that it is a lie. Oh, how we need men who will search and believe the Word of God, who will present Jesus to the world in His divine and human nature, declaring with power and in demonstration of the Spirit that there is none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby you may be saved. Oh, how we need believers who will now present Christ in life and character, who will hold Him up before the world as the brightness of the Father's glory, proclaiming that God is love. I spoke to one Muslim imam who converted to Christianity. And I said to him, "My friend, what is the difference that you have found between your previous Allah and Jesus Christ?" And he said, "The only difference between the two is, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish." That is the difference. Allah, a God of war, a God of retribution, a God that sends His people into destruction, promising them celestial virgins on the other side and eternal bliss and hell on earth and hell in heaven for all women. And Jesus Christ, who says, "We are all equal before God. Nobody has the right to submerge the other's character in himself. You are free agents before Jesus Christ." Yes, it says, "Wives, submit to your husband as in the Lord." Husbands, love your wife as the Lord loves His church. My Jesus is my husband in that allegory, if you like. He's never forced me to do anything. Never ever has Jesus forced me to do anything. Anything I do for Jesus Christ, I do because I want to do it. If I want to say to Him, "Goodbye, I'm off," will He stop me? Will lightning come from heaven and I'll go sizzle fits? No. Jesus is the most fantastic being in the universe. Gives you absolute freedom of choice. Allows you to choose for Him or against Him. And the only thing He has in His defense is, "When I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me." Love is the character of God. And love is the only thing that may conquer. Otherwise, we will have perpetual hell. I was asked once by someone, he asked me, "But what if the other side wins? Won't you come over?" What a strange question. I said, "I've read the last chapter. Jesus wins. But even if you are right, even if the other side wins, let me tell you something, I'd rather be dead. I'd rather be dead than live a life of perpetual hell under a control freak who has fascism as his government and has puppets who do his will and his bidding. And those that do his bidding, he showers with whatever earthly junk he can give them. But love which comes from freedom of choice, he's incapable of giving. He hasn't got the power to give it. He's nothing to give. He's bankrupt. If Jesus Christ is not victor, we might as well be dust. But thank God, Jesus is going to be victor. This is the message for our time. The Encyclopedia Britannica says, deviations in the Quran from the biblical narrative are very marked and can in most cases be traced back to the legendary anecdotes of the Jewish Haggadah and the apocryphal Gospels. Who controls those secret writings? Rome controls them today. Rome says you must believe them. The Jewish Kabbalah, the Zohar, the Zefer Yetzirah, those are the ones. And we find writings of Abraham and all of these supposed writings. Well, the Zefer Yetzirah is also said to be the work referred to in the Quran under the name of the Book of Abraham. These are the occult writings that create these books. The coming of the Redeemer. What does the Kabbalah and all these say? The abominable calumnies on Christ and Christianity occur not only in the Kabbalah, but in the early editions of the Talmud. In it, it says about Jesus, that one, such a one, a fool, a leper, a deceiver of Israel. All these terrible words about Jesus Christ. What's this slide doing here? The Pope and actor Jim Caviezel, who acted the part of the Christ in the movie The Passion of Christ, kneeling down before the Pope. Isn't the Pope papacy uplifting Jesus Christ here? Isn't it? Well, if you watch carefully, Mary is the one who receives a lot of attention. Peter kneels down and asks Mary for forgiveness. Yes, if they were to come straight out, nobody would believe. But what if you present a gospel for the goyim and you attract them into this religious net, which at its core is a lie? What about poor Islam? What about exactly the same thing? The outer core is taught Islam with the most rigorous, exacting things that these poor people have to do on a daily basis. And the insiders don't even believe it. They worship Lucifer direct and they're the most licentious of all people. Millions of people being deceived in the world. Isn't that a catastrophe? Should we not stand up and say, God is love, give your lives to Him, and split with these lies that are being taught in Catholicism and Islam and in Hinduism and in Buddhism? In Buddhism, you sit and you empty yourself until there's nothing left, and then you start levitating because you are weightless, you have become nothing. Jesus Christ says, I have come to give you life to the full. I will fill you with myself. Now, what do all these other religions do? They empty you until you are a shell and there's nothing left of you. What a terrible deception. And all these exacting rules and rituals. It is terrible to not have Jesus Christ and the freedom that we have in Him. Look at this. This is the truth behind the scenes. Here you have rock stars bowing down before the Pope. You have Yasser Arafat kissing the Pope's ring. Protestant preachers, what do they say on the issue? Well, let's listen to May 30, 1997 on the David Frost program. Billy Graham said, I think Islam is misunderstood too because Muhammad has a great respect for Jesus. Ha! Has he read what they say? And he called Jesus the greatest of the prophets except himself, man exalting himself above the Son of God. And I think that we're closer to Islam than we really think we are. Billy Graham, aren't you speaking Masonic language? What about Robert Shuler? Did an interview with Larry King referring to a meeting with the Grand Mufti. Shuler bragged, I have seldom met with a man whom I felt an immediate kinship of spirit and an agreement of faith and philosophy quite like I have with the Grand Mufti of the Muslim faith. What are these Protestant preachers doing? Larry King live interview with Robert Shuler, Christmas Eve 1999. King, asking why I met the Grand Mufti and why are you here? The idea of bringing religions together, right? Absolutely, says Shula. We are in totally new era. The age of being able to indoctrinate people is finished. King, does visit Robert Shula give you encouragement? Shula, oh, absolutely. The Grand Mufti said religion is like rain that falls. The extremists pollute water. I predict we're going to focus in the next millennium as religious leaders to clean up the pollution in religion. Wow, I think those that don't want to go along with the synthesis, the pain of the separatelessness is going to become so great that the troublers of Israel, those who say there is no other name under heaven and earth whereby you can be saved, they're going to be in trouble. Maybe this is the last time you will hear a message like this. Who knows? Take notes. Benjamin Chadis, he was the former vice president of the National Council of Churches. What did he have to say? He said that his ministry has always been ecumenical and interfaith. There's a linkage between Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, and I believe that there should be a great trialogue, not dialogue, but a trialogue between these three great revealed religions. In 1997, he announced he is converting to Islam and becoming a member of Reverend Louis Farquhar's Nation of Islam. He claimed that he still believes in Jesus Christ, but he expects his announcement to shock many of the Christian friends and fellow members of the clergy. And then he goes on to say, he also insists that it really hasn't changed. Nothing's changed. He states, if you pour water from one glass to another glass, the composition of the water is the same. I am who I am. No difference between Islam and Christianity. Of course, if you're an insider, there won't be a difference because you're both worshipping at the same shrine. The God of Judaism is the God of Christianity, is the God of Islam. Sorry, not in my case. My God died for me. They say he didn't die for me. They've got a different one. What's that? The Pope kissing the Quran? Yes. Here's the photo of the Pope at the end of the audience with the Patriarch Raphael of Iraq, where the Pope bowed to the Muslim holy book, the Quran, presented to him by the delegation. Of course, I've numerous slides for you where the Islamics come and bow down before the Pope. Catholicism, from the beginning, has controlled Islam. Islam is just a tool of esoterics to indoctrinate people into accepting a synthesis. And we are right at the end of time. Revelation 18 verse 4, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins and that you receive not of her plagues. I believe there are many, many people in Islam who will see the light, who will see that they have been deceived, just as there are many, many Catholics who will see the light that they have been deceived. I myself was a Roman Catholic. Here I am, a living witness to this fact. And the truth has set me free. What a privilege it is for me to pray to my Lord direct. What a privilege it is to me to walk with Him on a daily basis, to experience Him, to know that He exists, to talk to Him, to walk with Him, and away with all these rituals that mean absolutely nothing but bondage. As for me and my household, I would serve the Lord, and I would appeal to every Christian to follow the Word and do what it says, and then none of us will be lost. Thank you very much.
Thank you.